Hey there, takeaway listeners.
Thou globby bottle of cheap, stinking chip oil!
This is Rebecca Carter.
Come and get one in the yarble!
Calling from Detroit.
If you have any yarbles!
And I can't be the only one that feels a Clockwork Orange stands on its own.
Let's get it, boys!
Even better than the book.
Oh, what a great suggestion. The Anthony Burgess Clockwork Orange, the Stanley Kubrick Clockwork Orange,
yeah.
Movie better than book. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about what makes a movie better than the book it's based on. You got the conversation going, though. There are some camps emerging. Some of you say your favorites are great books turned into great movies.
My vote is for The Color Purple. I think that was a much better movie than a novel because the acting was just impeccable.
You children are so clean. Would you like to work for me? Be my maid?
Hell no.
My name is Jen, and I'm calling from Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
What did you say?
Hell no.
Others of you say movies can actually improve a pretty lousy book.
This is Justin Lines from Charleston, South Carolina. The Bourne series was way better as a movie than it was as a book. Those books are horrible.
Jason!
The movie's great.
That's true. I go with that. I don't know if I go with The Color Purple
I don't
being
think
a better
I would,
movie
But you
than
know
the book.
What was a much better movie than book?
What?
Jaws.
True. True. Although they're both potboilers in a way.
They are.
Right, absolutely. All right. Lee in Ypsilanti, Michigan writes on our Facebook page about Wonder Boys by Michael Chabon. That's a great example.
Yeah.
That novel had definite issues with pacing that I think were handled really well in the movie, mostly by cutting unnecessary subplots. It's a problem Chabon has. I think the movie actually worked a lot better than the original nihilism of the novel.
Well, we're actually going to have a discussion in a moment with our friend Patrick Henry Bass from Essence Magazine, and he's going to be talking about the movie Charlie St. Cloud that the book was based on, but we're having our
Ben Sherwood's going to be here, who wrote the book.
Actually. Exactly. We're going to be talking about this, but our listeners have a lot to say about this.
This is Jason calling from Charleston, South Carolina. I think a movie that is unquestionably light years ahead of the book is The Godfather. The movie is a work of art. The book is a piece of pulp fiction.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
Totally right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally
no
right.
argument.
Although Apocalypse Now was another Coppola venture that I think he didn't do as well on Heart of Darkness, which is
that's
James
funny
Conrad.
Because yeah, the James Conrad. But although we do have one listener say they actually liked the movie better than Heart of Darkness. Yeah.
Well, you're all over this story here. Let's do one more.
I love Presumed Innocent, the movie.
Carolyn Paulhamis was murdered last night. Some creep got into her place somehow and strangled her.
I could not get into the book. I'm sure it was a fantastic book, but I would fall asleep by the second page every time.
It's going to be so good.
Poor Scott Turow.
Well, we have so many suggestions, we can't even get to them all, and they're all pretty good. Mark likes his movies to leave a little to the imagination. He wrote on our Facebook page, 2001 Space Odyssey works better as a movie. The book explains way too much and doesn't leave any room for interpretation.
You know, that's a really interesting suggestion there because, you know, the Kubrick movie was an imaginative poem, a cinematic poem, whereas the Arthur C. Clarke book was very much a straight sci-fi.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I actually, you know, Kubrick also took some liberties with The Shining of Stephen King, so got in trouble with that. So.
With Stephen King, give us your suggestions. What's a better movie than book? 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you could post a comment to thetakeaway.org. Blade Runner. Better.